9, ignition sequence start, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'd like to extend the greetings of the government and the people of Canada to the extraterrestrial inhabitants
who may encounter this voyager and receive this
message. You're listening to the sounds of Earth, the Golden Record.
In 1977, Carl Sagan and his colleagues were given the opportunity to condense the human experience into 12-inch vinyl. And now we are going to condense that monumental triumph into just 8 minutes of radio. This is the story of Voyager 1, its golden record, and the pale blue dot we call home.
Do you realize that you have
You know, the Voyager programs to me are a super interesting program. And they were sent out.
This is the voice of Wilfred Gee, a PhD candidate at Macquarie University, studying astrophysics with a focus on exoplanets. Magnetic fields. He's telling me about the Voyager program and the value of its discoveries of our solar system.
We didn't know anything about Saturn's magnetic fields or many of its moons or many of its properties about the rings. And these were some of the first images and the first recordings that we have were from the Voyager 1 and 2 probes.
Can you tell me about the Golden Record?
Carl Sagan is sort of famously associated with this. He headed up the committee that decided on all of the images and all of the sounds that they would put on it. It took him over a year to come up with this, and I imagine it was a big political headache as well as, you know, a cultural conversation. They wanted to be very inclusive, but they also wanted to show a good side of humanity. The guy who made the physical records, he ended up etching a quote about music, an inspirational quote about music. He literally etched it into the record.
The etching on the golden record reads, "To the makers of music, all worlds, all times." Wilfred, bright-eyed, endlessly lists the contents of the 12-inch vinyl that floats through space.
You know, they said hello in 55 different languages, and then they included a bunch of nature sounds, thunderstorms, wind, fire and hurricanes, water, waterfalls, that kind of thing. They famously put some of the whale song sounds on there. They put musical recordings from Bach Brandenburg concertos. They did the Kepler, the music of the spheres, which was a Kepler piece about the orbit of the planets. They did the brainwave patterns, I said. There's also the technical description sort of encoded on the record itself. So it's kind of this whole complete record and message that includes also actually a map back to Earth.
In addition to an exploration of Jupiter and Saturn, Voyager carried a symbol of human ambition, the Golden Record, a collection of sounds and songs from all walks of life on Earth that, free from erosion or decay in the vacuum of space, has a shelf life of 1 billion years. A timeless message in a bottle, drifting through the cosmic ocean. But Voyager 1 isn't just an enduring capsule, a golden memory of life on Earth. It also took a really, really important picture. It's Valentine's Day, 1990, and Carl Sagan has convinced NASA to turn Voyager's cameras around and take a picture of Earth across 6 billion kilometers of space. If you've never seen it, picture a very grainy, dated image. Against an endlessly dark backdrop are streaks of wheat greens, red, and orange. They're sunbeams, grainy refractions of light, and in one of them is a single blue pixel, a pale blue dot. On it, everyone you love Everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there. On a mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. What do you think that is a picture of?
It looks kind of like a fabric with like a rainbow.
Refracted light?
Probably light refracting from a window.
No, I've got no idea.
Light?
Either a cord or like a light shard.
Fuck, I don't know.
Is it an image of Earth from like really far away?
Yeah, it is. That little dot in there, that's Earth.
Okay.
How does that make you feel?
Okay, small, I guess.
Yeah.
It does make you think how tiny you are.
Yeah, well, I guess it's all relative. Like, I wouldn't have known that. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Makes me feel pretty insignificant, I guess.
That little dot in there, that's Earth.
Oh, damn. All right.
How does that make you feel?
Tiny.
Tiny, yeah.
It makes you feel really, really small. Like, everything that matters to your life is kind of insignificant in the grand scheme of things.
Maybe. That's us there on that line.
Yep.
Pretty fucking small.
Yeah. Looking at this image, at the pale blue dot captured by Voyager 1, elicits the same reaction in everyone we approach. The basic sentiment of what everyone is thinking is this. We've been conditioned to believe that our lives are important, that our accomplishments are big, that our problems are big. But looking at this image reminds us that we are small. In the words of Carl Sagan,
our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe are challenged by this point of pale light. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot. To me, it underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known.